On the line is my next guest. He is Captain Christopher Singo. He is spokesperson for the Hawks. And before I chat to him, the article that made us want to speak to him, appearing on IOL a little earlier today, was the following: 6 investment scammers and 25 call center agents arrested in Johannesburg crackdown. So, Captain Singo, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to all the listeners.
Captain, for listeners who are just hearing about this particular story for the first time, what exactly did the Hawks uncover in this Joburg operation?
So in this operation, our members, they were looking for these bogus investment scammers who were operating. So from the information that we got since we started with this investigation in 2022 is that these bogus investment schemers, so they were operating in different provinces, that is in Gauteng and in Western Cape. But normally when they do this operation, so they usually don't operate in one particular place, so they will then rent premises maybe for a period of 3 months, 6 months, or a year, so that they can be able to conceal this evidence. So when we did this operation yesterday, we were looking for all the electronic devices that they were using to do this particular crime, all the electronic devices, the gadgets. So we're looking for those particular electronic devices so that we can be able to get more information and more evidence that we can be able to provide it before the court of law, so that this particular individual, they can face the rest of the law.
The article kind of intimated that it wasn't just the South African Police Service. It kind of intimated that Interpol and international partners were involved. What does that tell us about the scale and the sophistication of this particular scam network?
Yes, the Interpol, they were involved because this case, it was triggered after we receive statements from victims from Australia. So that's when the Interpol Global Operation Jaguar, which focuses on combating online scams and transnational financial crimes, was then deployed so that to work together with the Hawks so that we can be able to track this particular individual. So they were involved because the victims who came, and the 43 victims who came and gave the statements, they were victims from Australia. But when we were busy doing this further investigation, we then found out that it was not only the victims from Australia. So they were targeting victims from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United States of America.
Wow.
So that's when we then involved the international law enforcement agencies so that we work together hand in hand so that we can be able to crack this operation that these people, they were operating in our country.
I want to get an idea of what it was that they were selling, these so-called investment opportunities. What were they that were being sold to unsuspecting victims?
So your line is cutting.
I was asking you about the investment opportunities, or the so-called investment opportunities, that were ostensibly being sold to victims. Do we have any idea of what it was that they were attempting to sell?
So these syndicates, they were advertising these bogus investment opportunities through various social media platforms. So they were targeting victims who were close to retirement age and in position of substantial savings, who are seeking growth and preservation of their funds. So they were targeting victims who are close to retirement. So then they were allegedly operating in what we call fraud boiler room call centers. So they were utilizing call centers agents to communicate with the victims online. So the victims will then being persuaded to make small online investment, which falsely reflected high returns online. So this communication between the these call center agents and the victim will then continue via platforms such as Skype, Messenger, Zoom, and WhatsApp until the victims will then be convinced to invest large sums of money.
Boy, it's a scary time when you don't know what's real and what isn't real. Do we have any idea or any sense how much money South Africans may have lost in these schemes?
So at this moment, we don't want to prematurely reveal the amount of money as the matter is still under investigation and they were only appearing today for the first time in court. Which the matter has been postponed so that we, for now, we don't want to be prematurely reveal the amount of money that we lost because the investigation is still ongoing and there are more victims who are involved. It's just that for now, it was only 43 victims who then came forward and gave the statements who are the victims from Australia. But when we're doing this investigation, we found out it's a very large scale bogus operation. That so now the money, we don't want to now for now to reveal them, but it's millions. We are talking about millions and more billions that were lost.
Goodness gracious.
Time goes on, we'll be able to reveal the amount of money.
Are you expecting to make more arrests?
Yes, we are expected to make more arrests because now our expert from cybercrime, they are still going through these electronic devices that were seized so that we check more information and we also check individually each call center, what is it that they were doing in these gadgets. So that's why for now we cannot even reveal the amount of money. So after we are done, even going through these electronic devices, that's when we'll then get more information and being able even to know exactly the amount of money that the victim lost.
Final question for you. I want you kind of in some manner to leave us with some modicum of hope this afternoon. And I'm wondering what message you'd like to send to South Africans who might feel overwhelmed by the rise of online and financial scams. Have you got any words of comfort?
Yes, we encourage our people every time when they come across this particular crime to come and report to us. We have got many of these cases that we are still investigating. Even the scammers who are scamming people locally, domestic. So we have many of these cases. So, but we also do an awareness campaign where we educate our communities about these particular crimes that our people must avoid by all means to share their particulars online, more especially for people that they don't know, or for companies that they've never met. So we always encourage our people to verify or not to share their particulars or details online so that they must not become victims of this particular crime.
Captain Christopher Singo, the spokesperson for the Hawks, thank you for your time this afternoon.